And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Earlier this week, Huron County District Court addressed the case of Brett Mitchell Stern. Judge Ferris was presiding. Mr. Stern faces a felony charge of assault on a police officer, resisting or obstructing, punishable by up to 2 years in prison. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The prosecution will file an amended complaint for the felony charge. A not guilty plea was entered for the misdemeanor. A probable cause conference is set for July 2nd, 2026, with a preliminary exam on July 10th, 2026. Bond was set at $5,000, 10%. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substances. Mr. Stern is permitted to leave Michigan for work with coordination through pretrial services. Pretrial services will also determine monitoring for dining in establishments where alcohol is served. And a specially trained therapy dog is now serving as a source of comfort for children navigating the court system in Genesee County. Hercules, a black lab assigned to the Voices for Children Advocacy Center, was formally introduced during a ceremony at the Seventh Circuit Court this week. The canine advocate is trained to assist children who have experienced abuse, neglect, or other traumatic events by providing emotional support during forensic interviews, counseling sessions, and courtroom appearances. Officials say the dog's calming presence can help young victims feel more secure when sharing difficult experiences. Hercules also received an honorary role with the Genesee County Sheriff's Office after being deputized by Sheriff Chris Swanson. Child advocates believe the new addition will play an important part in helping children feel safe and supported as they move through the legal process and begin recovery. And State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across the 98th House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker will provide updates on legislative activity in Lansing and meeting one-on-one with constituents to discuss local issues and answer questions. The first stop is scheduled for Friday, June 26th, from 9 until 10 a.m. at the Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by a session from 11 a.m. until noon at the Sandusky Airport. A third event will take place Monday, June 29th, from 9 until 10 a.m. at Marlette Township Hall. Alexander says hearing directly from residents helps him better represent the needs and priorities of the communities that he serves. The events are open to the public. No appointment is required. Those unable to attend can reach the representative's office by phone or email to share questions or concerns. And we will be right back after a brief promotional message.
To kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.